I'm Sybil McGuire for Around the Triangle, and in the studio with us today is Kay Whatley and Frank Whatley of Grow and Share, and AJ Bennett, who's part of the process, and AJ's dog, Nelson, named after Willie Nelson. It's really nice. Thank you all so much for coming in today to talk about Grow and Share. Okay, Frank, how did you think of Grow and Share? Who came
well,
up with the idea?
Well, I think you're asking the wrong person.
Okay, who thought of it?
Kay, she's the one that...
tell us a little bit about what inspired you. Was it all the extra zucchini? You know, you grow stuff in the garden and then you've got all this food and you either have to can it or freeze it or buy another freezer or give it away to the neighbors and they see you coming with another zucchini and they go, please, no, I can't make any more zucchini bread.
No, it was a little bit different than just seeing the garden and wanting to do this. It was back at the end of 08 when everything was going so crazy and we had all of a sudden stock market going down, people losing their jobs, and we saw a lot of folks just in our neighborhood losing their jobs, some of our kids' friends at school getting on the lunch program or having to get into the backpack buddies and have food sent home, and it just looked like things were getting worse and worse and worse, and we were looking for some way we might be able to do something to make a difference.
You know, and you come from a farming background. You know, you grow things. You've always grown things, correct?
Yes, my family has, and I've always kind of been there. And then Frank and I have had a garden for a few years, but it just seemed to be logical.
So what do you grow in your garden?
Right now we grow zucchini, watermelons, just your garden.
Your garden variety garden.
Garden variety.
Garden variety garden.
Ah, the tomatoes this year. Nice tomato year. A couple years ago, not so much.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. And what else?
Oh, peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Hot peppers. Sweet peppers.
We've had pretty good luck with our watermelons this year, too. Mm-hmm. That's about the best that we've had.
Of course, the year I picked not to put them in there. Turned my entire front yard into a bed instead of a front yard. I'm one of these people that thinks that grass is a waste of space, unless it's on a golf course. If you can mix in vegetables with your flowers, you can provide for your family. Your kids can see where your food comes from. They're probably eating healthier because kids really will eat healthier if they have something to do with it. AJ, how'd you get involved with Grow and Share?
Well, it's actually a similar situation. I was unemployed for a while, and I was listening to the radio, and I heard an infomercial, not an infomercial, but a little segue about it. And
ours? Oh, yeah. You heard our PSA.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I listened to the river, sorry. And I apologize. And so I was really excited. I contacted them, said, hey, I'm a local CPA. I'm unemployed right now. Is there any way I can help out with this great organization? Because I came from both sets of my grandfathers both grew, and they always had kitchen gardens, and I had a kitchen garden. And there's actually a way that I was kind of already doing the premise, and I think that's what drew me to it. Such a great premise. And I was like, well, everybody kind of does it, but we're moving around so much. How can I be a part of this, and how can I help, you know, in this area?
So, it was really exciting. You grow, or do you help deliver, or collect, or drop off?
D, all of the
above.
Yeah, we actually got my neighborhood. We have about 6 houses in an 11 cul-de-sac lot. I live in a cul-de-sac at the end of it, and we got about 6 of the houses all donating to a local food bank. And we also actually share amongst ourselves. Like, I just took a watermelon up to a family reunion from a neighbor, and you know, we have dinners together and that type of stuff. So we get to share amongst ourselves, and then also give back to the community that we are in.
It's very satisfying to feel like everyone is taking care of each other, especially when times are tough.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things you've seen with people who need the service, who come out and get vegetables, homegrown stuff?
One in particular I can remember is we had a giveaway at Pilot Baptist Church, and one of the ladies that had come to the giveaway she had cancer, and she couldn't afford to go to the Whole Foods store to get the nutrition that she needed, and she came to get the tomatoes and the freshly grown vegetables for her, you know, to help her with what
to supplement her diet. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because a lot of times I hate to say this, but with food banks, there's not a lot of fresh food usually.
Yeah, a lot of it's canned food.
It's canned food or dry
slowly,
goods. It is changing. Thank goodness. Thanks to organizations like Grow and Share. If people want to contribute, because you know there are so many people right now, they've got extra food in their gardens, they're planning on a garden next year, what are some tips you can give them for what really people want and need? Just their surplus?
It's so used to eating the ramen noodles and you know the
mac and cheese,
easy food.
The quick stuff.
And they're not good for you. And this is just a way to get food out into the community. It's not going to cost a lot, and it's good for you.
So whatever you're growing, if you have surplus, you can contribute it to Grow and Share.
Yes, to your community, to your neighbor, to your local church. Everybody needs, and everybody likes to, when you grow things,
you like
it
to
always
share.
Tastes a little sweeter, a little better, and it's a good thing to give them, to give it away, and it makes you feel good, and you know, the nutrition, and the whole thing is just a good deal.
And there's so many things that grow around here that the food banks will accept. You know, not only will your neighbors take it, but the food banks, they're happy to get melons and tomatoes and peppers and all kinds of things, and they're building a way of distributing it, getting it out of the community right away.
What'd you grow this year, AJ?
How long do we have? I did kept it pretty simple. Actually, I cut back my garden this year, but did, you know, green beans, peppers, tomatoes, cantaloupe, watermelon, squash, zucchini, some cucumbers.
And this is so suburban garden.
Yeah, I have a little small area to do it, but I mean, I was just at my buddy's house, and he just has them all in pots, and he's growing them on his deck because he lives in an apartment complex.
Container gardening, it's definitely doable.
Yeah, so when we get a lot of that too, especially with, you know, the Morrisville area and that type of stuff, where people are interested in saying, hey, you know, we want to help out and do that stuff, but we really can't garden or give back. How can we do it? And we said, well, yeah, you can garden, and you can put it on your deck, and you can have a couple of watermelons and some tomatoes and peppers and share it in your community.
It's just such a satisfying thing, too, especially if you have kids, because I don't have any children, lots of pets, but no children. There are a lot of children in my neighborhood, though. One of the things I was telling Kay that I like to do is grow radishes, because it is so quick from planting to table that the kids in the neighborhood, and, you know, these are little kids, and they're eating spicy little French breakfast radishes. And even though they're hot, a little hot and spicy, they're just so thrilled because they see me pull it out of the dirt and wash it off. And they eat it with, you know, they take the little root off and they hold it by the leaves and eat it right there in the garden. And they're constantly coming, Miss Sybil, do you have any radishes?
That's wonderful.
And radishes are something that you can grow in a container very, very easily. The inspiration for this was obviously an economic disaster for a lot of people. But what other good have you seen come out of it? I mean, have you really seen people just completely turn around and start planning things themselves? And
we have. It's amazing how people are willing to step up when it's something that we get out there and try to talk about how simple it is, that it's really, it's not tough. And we try to help by giving plants away so that even if the plants die, it's not necessarily a horrible thing. They can try again.
But I could have used you guys earlier when my squash all died.
Yeah, but people, they're willing to find a little space. And even if a lot of our folks have not had a garden before, but they're willing to start one. And, you know, coming and getting the plants gives them a little bit of courage. And we have some gardeners who've been gardening for years, but they made it bigger so they could share a bit more and connected with their neighbors to be able to spread the food around. But people really seem to be willing to step up.
We had one gardener last year that contributed a bunch of produce. And this year they planted three rows for Grow and Share specifically. And all we had to do is because we had a small giveaway that Pilot Baptist Church did over in Pilot.
And we help.
What we do is just go pick those three rows, and we take it to the giveaway site. And, I mean, that's how it works. We started with, what was it?
About 100 gardeners last year.
And 100 gardeners. We've got 700 pledged gardeners this year.
Wonderful.
From one year to the next.
Wow, that's an amazing growth. They sign a pledge that they will also contribute to Grow and Share. That's just fabulous. We're speaking with Kay Watley and Frank Watley and AJ Bennett of Grow and Share. And if people want to find out more about the organization, do you have a website?
It's www.growandshare.org.
Growandshare.org. That couldn't be simpler. And people can find out about how to get food, where you're going to have giveaways and drop-offs. And people can also find out how to contribute extra zucchinis from their garden. I keep saying zucchinis because, you know, the horror stories of, here comes the neighbor with another basket of zucchinis. Hide. I like zucchinis roasted, but then I like my vegetables. AJ, what's been your favorite thing about being involved?
I mean, really just the satisfaction of seeing people excited about growing and really bringing back the community members, of just seeing people out together and realizing this is a viable solution to help hunger in their area. And we got the opportunity to go out to Bonnaroo, and that was a phenomenal opportunity. I think we ended up getting a little over like 400 extra pledges of additional people that are excited about the idea and taking it back into their community. So over 11 to 15 different states across the U.S. of people trying to spread this idea of growing and sharing in their community and how they can fight hunger there with a high impact and low environmental.
So this has just been a couple of years that you've been doing this.
Yes.
Just in 2 years. And in 2 years, you've grown from 100 gardeners to 700 gardeners. And you went to Bonnaroo, and now it looks like people are going to take it out all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was wrong because we had 700
pledges.
Gardeners.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the Bonnaroo. Mm-hmm.
Plus the Bonnaroo people. So we're up over 1,000 gardeners.
Over 1,000 yeah. gardeners.
But the 700, those are the ones that came and got plants. We gave away about 14,000 plants this year.
You gave away 14,000 plants. So you basically start the plants, and people can come pick them up and then mm-hmm. plant them in their own gardens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't have to have seedlings on my kitchen counter. If I sign a pledge to donate to Grow and Share, I can just pick up the seedlings from you.
Absolutely.
Hmm. What a deal. Again, that's growandshare.org. I can see gardeners all over the triangle right now going, Yeah, because I think seedlings, especially if you have pets, can be one of the most hazardous things. We've all had cats and dogs that like to get into plants and say, oh, look, fresh greens. Kay Watley, Frank Watley, and AJ Bennett are with Grow and Share, and you can find more information about the organization on their website, growandshare.org. No spaces, no dots, no dashes. It is so lovely to meet you two, and you two, AJ, and Nelson, the dog, who is here and very well behaved, because I've just thought that the whole idea of what you were doing made so much sense in this day and age, when we should be eating better, when we should be eating as locally as we can. We have to know where our food comes from, and helping each other out in a tough situation.
That's what we want to do.
Simple and community-oriented.
Simple and community-oriented. Good for everybody. Was there something else that you wanted to make sure that people knew about the organization?
We're trying to raise funds so we can give away 14,000 plus next year. We know we've also got costs that we have to do. We can plant and we can give away plants, but it does cost money to get them going.
Money. Yeah.
So if people could come down, find out more about the organization, eat a funnel cake, and learn about gardening, and it'll be September 5th in Rollsville Park, and come down and have a good time.
Thank you, Frank. Are you going to do that annually? Obviously,
this is
the second year you're doing it. Now, obviously, from year to year, the date will change, but people, I'm sure, will be able to find out information about the fundraiser at growandshare.org. Mm-hmm. Kay Watley and Frank Watley and AJ Bennett are with me in the studio today on Around the Triangle talking about Grow and Share. It's something they put together 2 years ago to address the needs of folks who were in need. They were losing their jobs. The economy was crashing. And basically, it was about feeding your neighbors and giving them a hand up instead of just a handout. And I really like the idea. I've got to applaud both of you very, very much. And AJ for jumping on board when you heard the PSA on the river. That's pretty awesome. You come from a little bit of a farming background. I know you said that your grandfather farmed.
My grandfather did in Ohio, and my dad has turned his little acre in RTP into a little mini farm with sheep and gardens everywhere and fruit trees.
AJ, and you come from a nice gardening tradition?
Yeah. Both my grandfathers, they taught me growing up as a kid, and they basically are doing exactly what I do now. We're just, you have all your vegetables out there, and it helps supplement your, cost, because going to the grocery store is not always the funnest thing, but especially when you're paying so much for fruits and vegetables a lot of times. But you have this now, and it really helps out, and having that background of, being able to share it with people in the community now has really helped. And, I'm not an expert, but it's fun to have people talk and say, hey, this is a better way to do it. I'm an import to North Carolina as well. So having that aspect, it's always different wherever you grow. So,
and it's really fun and rewarding to grow things in North Carolina. For other imports to North Carolina, one right here, there is nothing like putting stuff in the ground and going, good grief, this tomato plant is bigger than I am. I have a tomato plant as big as a man. I couldn't grow figs in Wisconsin. I can grow them here. Peach tree, cherry tree, figs, radishes. And I live on a golf course. So if I can do it, if I can do it in suburbia on a golf course, you can do it too if you have a plot. In fact, container gardening is a lot of fun. I've got coworkers that also container garden, and they live in apartments, and they container garden on their decks. It's important that we eat better, and it's important that we help each other out. Grow and Share is an organization that does just that. You can find more information about Grow and Share. Again, growandshare.org is the website. And I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us.
I'm Sybil McGuire for Around the Triangle.